Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 1 and verses 26 through 28. Today's message is this. The series title is God's Design, Male and Female, He Created Them. Today's message is this. This is message number 2 of 5 or 6. Male and female, He created them. And today's message, and equal. And equal. That's what we're looking at today. So with that in mind, as you meditate upon that, I want to read from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and then 26 through 28. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." May God be pleased with and may God bless the reading of His Word to our understanding. Amen. You may be seated. I'm glad to be at this point. This morning has been one of those mornings like you never know if you're going to get to the spot that you actually get to stand and preach God's Word. But He has been faithful again, and I think I'm going to get to preach another sermon. So last week, we had one of those, or for me at least, and maybe for you, maybe it wasn't, but it was one of those aha times. And the aha time for me was, there's no doubt for why society and culture, and y'all ready for this, and the church in America is in trouble. We have a Creator, and we see in just these four verses that He was specific in what He told us to do. And I know we are reading through the Bible, and I know that if you're reading through the Bible, do y'all know what happened yesterday? We didn't have a reading. Huh? Come on now. If y'all are reading through the Bible, you ought to know we didn't have a reading yesterday because the 29th of February, they skipped that day. So, anyway, I know we finished Leviticus tomorrow, I believe. So, I want you to do this for me, though. I want you to go back and be resolved that every week you're going to read the first 10 chapters of Genesis until I get through with this series. Okay? The first 10 chapters of Genesis, if you want to add 11, that'd be great. Please understand, if you don't understand Genesis 1 through 11, you're going to misinterpret a whole lot of God's Word. So I'm just asking you to become a student of the book of Genesis until we get through with this series. But last week we looked that there's a Creator. And we are the creatures. And lo and behold, He said, "You creatures will need some instruction." And in order to do my work like I want you to do it, and listen to me. Y'all look at me, please. And to be the people and the husbands and the wives and the church members, the family members, the society members that I want you to be, you're going to need to live with this instruction book. Yet, only 2 or 3% of all Christians have ever read this book from Genesis to Revelation. So no wonder, come on now, the church is in trouble. The marriage is in trouble. The home is in trouble. Amen? So, we need to understand that there is a Creator. We are not the Creator. We are the creature. And we need to be people of the Word. For the last 9 weeks, our toddlers and our children have been taught that this is the most important book in the world. It contains God's Word to us. It's complete. It's finished. It's true. It's without error. And you need to be, y'all, parents, look at me. You need to be reinforcing that to your children by you being a student of the Word. That it makes sense to them that it's important. So today we're looking at He created them male and female. And equal. Now, I'm putting that before the role of man and before the role of woman and before we really look at how it's supposed to operate in the home and in the church and in society, because maybe the rest of it will go down a little easier for you that might still be kicking against the goads when it comes to how God designed men and women and that He designed them with specific roles in mind. So some say there's only 2 kinds of living things on earth. Have y'all arrived yet? Okay. All right. I'm glad you're here. Arrive now with your mind and think, hey, Brother Bruce is either going to waste my time or I'm going to get something out of this for about the next 40 minutes, okay? So tune in. So, if you are going to public school, you're going to understand that there are 2 kinds of living things on earth. And I think back to my biological background. I have a degree in biology, and knowing what is being taught in science classes, we are being taught that there's only plants and animals. Okay. So, that leaves us with a question. What about man? Where does he fit into the scenario? And if we were an animal, we would be a mammal, would we not? Now, how do we know that? Well, we move around and we eat and we sleep and we raise our offspring. We've got eyes, we've got ears, we've got noses, we've got mouths, we've got hair, some more than others. We've got teeth, we've got fingers and toes. Amen. But we're not an animal. Now listen, without God's instruction book and living like people who believe there's no God and believing like pagans, we are acting like animals. But we're not animals. Men or women are something special. Verse 1 in Genesis, and keep your phone or your iPad or your Bible open there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then we go down for the next 24 verses, and we see everything else that God created. And He did it in 6 days. And He wasn't through on the 6th day. So we get down to verse 26, and on that same day that God created all the other living creatures, the animals as we would call them, He created man. So look at verse 26 again. A couple of things I want you to see in this. Here's 2 things that He gave men and women to do. Are y'all ready? 2 things. I was thinking about it as I was reading earlier. And I've told y'all before, when you get to be 65 years old, and you only have 2 girls and you've got 9 grandchildren. When you get to be 65 years old and you only had 2 girls, you wish you'd had more. I can tell you. Now, in the day and time that we live in, okay, I'm not sure that we want to have any more, but I wish we had more. And God, really, in His Word, you know what God says? Have more. I'm going to show you that. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." That's plural. He's talking about Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Look at this next statement. "And let them have dominion." He has put men and women in charge of all the rest of His creation. Dogs and cats are not in charge. They were given to us to use for our benefit. He didn't create us for the benefit of dogs and cats. And I'm kind of the opinion, whatever man and women decide to do with dogs and cats, as long as it's not cruel, is good. Because He made them for our benefit. And let me just tell you one other thing. They don't have a soul. So we have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. If Adam had paid attention to what God said, He says, "Adam, you have dominion, you have control over even on those creepy things that creep on the earth." Then in the time in which the devil tempted Eve from the tree as a serpent, if Adam had been paying attention to the instruction, he would have snatched the devil, the snake, out of the tree, crushed his head, and we'd been done with it. But he wasn't paying attention. And listen to me, church, we're not paying attention today. We're still not paying attention. I wonder where we got that. "Oh, the devil made me do it, right?" No, it's that woman you gave me. No, it's that man, Adam. We all got, you toddler kids, parents need to understand this. Your kids have got somewhere up on their person, they've got a little folded up piece of white paper. And when you open it up, it's got a black heart. And I don't want to upset you too much, but they were all taught today that we all have black hearts until God washes them clean with His blood and makes us white as snow. You know why? You know why you got to know you got a black heart? You want to know why you got to know that all people are sinners? If you don't know if you got a black heart, you're going to think you're a good person, and you won't even know you need a Savior. So they have dominion, even over the creeping things that creep on the earth. Look at verse 27. "So God created man in His image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them." We'll get to this a little later specifically. Listen, God created every human being that was born upon the face of the earth, either male or female. And He made no mistakes. And the way that your biology is and your anatomy is, that is what you are. Verse 28. So we're the boss. Now everybody wants to be Effie. Everybody wants to be the boss. Does it get any bigger than this? God made you boss over His creation. Verse 28, "And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it." You remember what happened in chapter 11 of Genesis, don't you? They got out on the plain of Sinar and they got out to this nice place that they really enjoyed. And they thought, you know, God said go and populate the earth, but we've gone a little distance from where He sent us from. We like it here. We're going to build a city that reaches to the heavens. Remember that? So they didn't go and populate the earth like He said to. That's when He dispersed them with their languages. We still don't want to do what God tells us to do. He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Put it under control. Put it under order. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's all in chapter 1. I want you to know, as you follow along in your notes, that man is special and unique and made in God's image. Made in God's image, given dominion over the rest of creation. Male and female, He created them. Made for a specific purpose. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it all. Man was created special in His image, in His likeness. So man, of all the rest of creation, was made in God's image, in His likeness, something like God. And He did it that the whole earth might be ruled over by men and women made in His image. So, get the first picture. The way the lost world sees order and see how God operates is that men and women are in charge of creation, and when they're acting it out and doing it as God says it to do it, they are representing God Himself. And people can see through us and the roles that we have the Lord Jesus Christ. Dominion. That means charge of, control over. And you know what that always comes with? Accounting. Responsibility. Matthew 25:19, just in case you're asleep, says this: after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. Do what? There's going to be a day when He settles account with every one of us. What have you done with my creation? What have you done with that wife I gave you? You always know when you're going countercultural that it gets real quiet in the church. Hear a pin drop. It's the way it ought to be. He's coming back. He's going to say, what did you do with my creation? What did you do with my word? What did you do with that woman I gave you? What did you do with those kids I gave you? And what did you do with that church that I put you in? It's coming. None of us are going to escape it. God's charge to man was to be fruitful and multiply. You know what that implies? That we might have many children and fill the earth with creatures made in His image. That more people might see the Creator. Male and female, He created them. It had to be this way. Did it not? How in the world could they populate the earth and multiply if it wasn't male and female? It couldn't. It couldn't happen. They had to be that way. So, to repopulate the earth, every creature had to be male and female. And that means, listen to me, you younger than 20, look at me. That He made boys and girls who would grow up into men and women who would continue to multiply and spread and populate the earth. You know why they're having an economy problem in China? How many years did they allow only two children? Now guess what they don't have? Workers. Guess what we don't have in America when we kill 3,500 babies a year in Arkansas? We get to a place that we don't have any workers. We don't have anybody working, making money, paying taxes, or paying on Social Security. It's a wonderful thing that he didn't just make men. And all the women said, it's a wonderful thing that he didn't just make men. And men could say amen to that too. Amen? He made both and for a purpose. Listen, he says this, he made them male and female. And if that's not enough difference, okay, there's some other things that he did differently too. Did you know that men hear with blue ears and women hear with pink ears? And men have blue tongues and women have pink tongues. And men have blue feelings and women have pink feelings. Our actions are pink and blue. And we're different. Girls like dolls. And that's okay. They're supposed to like dolls. Boys rip and run and want to wrestle. That's the way God made them. Girls are more sedate and they can actually sit in a chair for 30 seconds. Girls can be around other girls and keep their hands off them. That's just the way God made them. You know why boys are different? Boys, are y'all listening? Have 1,000 times more testosterone than girls. How many? 1,000 times more. So tell me why little boys are like they are. That's the way they were made. Tell me why they struggle in settings where a 5-year-old is told to sit down and be quiet and be still. And by the way, keep your hands off Joseph or Ian. Are you hearing that in culture? That boys are made different than girls? You're not hearing that. How much? 1,000 times more. So, anything else you need to know this morning of why boys and girls are different? God made them that way. He made them with that much energy and that much testosterone for a purpose. That they could work. They could have charge of. They could defend. They could protect. They could provide. Because they need that much more. But not everybody thinks that God making them male and female is good. I just heard this week. Little boys are 4 times more likely than little girls to struggle with transgenderism, with doubting their sexuality. Boys, 4 times more likely than girls. You know why that is? Because the role of man has been ridiculed. Man himself has been ridiculed for the last 50 years by culture and by television. It's hostile to be a man in America anymore. We are toxic. We are sexist. There's nothing worse than being a white male. So why would a little boy want to be a man? So they just threw up their hands and said, hey, they said I could choose. I'll just identify as a girl. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Psychologists, educators, it is celebrated. It is celebrated even in our school systems when little boys identify as being feminine. Some don't want boys to grow up to be men. Some don't want girls to grow up to be little girls. Some want men to act like women. Some want women to act like men. This is so difficult for me. I don't even know if I can explain what happened to you. It happened to us in Olive Garden on Thursday. This is how it was. We had a man serving us that walked like a man. We didn't hear him. I bet he talked like a man. He acted like a man. He had mannerisms like a man. He had facial features like a man. And he had his hair and his face made up like a woman. If you really want to get some cultural shock, go to Dillard's. No, go to the mall at McCain Mall in Little Rock. Somebody said, Braden, was it you? I ain't never going back there again. It is crazy. And y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. Open your eyes. Culture is dictating what I'm talking to you about. Okay, now listen. The goal is to blur male and female. The goal is to make everybody same in all respects. Sameness. Equal. In all respects. That's the goal. And listen to me. If you young people think that I'm telling you the truth, just wait till you get away from Nashville, Arkansas and get out from under your mom and daddy's house and go off to public college somewhere. But I tell you something else happened just as bad in Dillard's. If you want to hear the good thing that happened in Dillard's, see me after church. But let me tell you a bad thing that happened in Dillard's. So Jeannie goes, she was out of lipstick. She goes to the clinic, and they got a special. And so this girl that normally doesn't work there is working there. Don't know why, but in the conversation, and there was another lady from Nashville and lots of people around, and this is a beautiful 20, 21-year-old young lady. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, she said, they're working me to death, but they know my last day is Saturday. And I forget what the next question was. She said, I'm going to Shreveport, and I'm moving in with my boyfriend. Listen to me. Y'all listen carefully. That's just as bad as this other mess I'm talking about. Sexual freedoms and no restraint is not the truth. If you want real freedom, if you want real liberty, if you want real happiness, do sex the way God says to do sex. Get married to a man if you're a woman, or a woman if you're a man. Be with that person for the rest of your life and do it God's way. And if you don't do it God's way, it's just as bad as homosexuality or the transgender mess. Now, the reason that it's not as bad in most people's eyes is because everybody is, come on now, everybody's doing it. Guess what? That don't make it right. Let me tell you what makes it right. Some want us to dress like, act like, and do everything the same. Tell me what an ugly, blurred world that'd look like. But that's not how God designed us. He made us, listen to me, with real differences. And I'll just tell you, those real differences does not cover doing anything that's contrary to God's Word. I'll just give you a couple of things I'm talking about. There are some people born in America with a propensity, a proclivity, that's another word I read somewhere this week, to really like to go down to Walmart and shoplift. I mean, that's how they came here. Or they came here with the propensity to be an addict. Okay? So we say just because you kind of was born with a sinful inclination to shoplift, you just go ahead and do it. How's that play out in society? Come on now, how's that play out? It doesn't. Oh, listen, I like women. I like women so well that I want women other than my wife. How's that play out in society? How's it play out with my wife? It doesn't. Addiction. Some people, I'm telling you, after 26 years, are more likely to be addicted than others. That's the case, man. Just the more things you can get addicted to, just get addicted to it. We don't play that out, do we? All right, then why do we say that somebody was born into the world being attracted to same-sex people? Why? There's no differences. That's exactly right. That's what culture is saying. Just do whatever you feel like doing. No! You can't do anything contrary to this word. Listen to me. There's real differences. Boys cannot conceive and bear children. And if they could, they couldn't nurse them. Boys have become men. Girls are to become women. God has made us male and female. He made them, and it's absolutely wrong to want to change that. Let me say it again. It is absolutely wrong, it's immoral, and you are doing irreparable damage to your child to encourage that. You are doing irreparable, except by the grace of God and the gospel, damage to your children to be an encourager of sexual immorality or promiscuity. And I'm telling you, don't say this around me. I just want them to be happy. Well, happy here for 30 years or hell for an eternity? Which do you want for them? So, are y'all awake yet? Why can't mom and dad teach little girls to celebrate being little girls? Some reason, we do the nursery in pink. Don't we? We have these coming out parties, or not coming out parties, what do you call them? Revealing parties, okay? We have these revealing parties and everything's pink or everything's blue. Why do we do that? Because pink's for little girls and blue are for little boys. Well, why don't we raise them up being pink and blue? So, Phil Johnson, he is up. In my opinion, he's going to replace John MacArthur if John MacArthur ever dies or retires at Grace Community Church in California. We've gone to some conferences out there. He is a whole lot different than John MacArthur. But he said the best book ever written on manhood was written in 1983 by a woman. That is a shame. It's a shame when the best manhood was written by a woman. And I'll tell you who it is. Anybody ever heard of Jim Elliot? Into the Spirit. Ecuador, Colombia, They went into the Indian tribes and spent months trying to develop relationships and drop gifts and all kinds of things. And they finally landed their airplane. Five of them didn't get out of there alive. One of them's game was Jim Elliot. His wife, Elizabeth, wrote this book. Jeannie's finished it. And you know what she told me? You need to put down that other stuff you're reading on manhood and read this one. Written by a woman. That is a crying shame. You know what I'd just say? Men are gutless when it comes to talking about authentic manhood. I mean, we can read plain scripture and just cower down like little chickens. Okay, let me get back to it. Why can't mom and dad teach little girls to celebrate being female? Why can't mom and dad teach little boys to celebrate being male? Y'all listen to me now. You send a little boy to school, and if they can, they're going to celebrate him being same or being transgender. They need to hear from you, if they haven't heard it before today, they need to hear from you, mom and dads. Every one of your children, if they're still in the house, need to hear from you that you are male and we rejoice in your being male and we want you to celebrate being male and don't believe everything you're hearing about being men being bad. And if your little girl have not heard from you that you celebrate and rejoice in her being a little girl, you tell her that today. And you tell them what you base that on. You base that on biologically and how God made them physically. You base their maleness and femaleness upon that. And there's nothing else to base it upon. You are not to base it upon feelings. Young ladies, listen to me. If you're a girl, God made you that way. Be thankful. If you're a boy, God made you that way. Be thankful. You go to church camp with me and the boys, I'll tell you what you can really be thankful for. It was the Creator's good pleasure and design to make you the way He did. Look at me. There are no mistakes. Now, those are the differences. And I want to talk just for a minute about being equal in worth. Equal. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Not only did they have all these differences, but we're going to find out over the next couple of weeks, they have different roles. R-O-L-E-S. Roles in the home, roles in the church, and roles in society. Differences. God gave men headship. And He gave to the woman the role of helper. I apologize not for that. That is God's holy word. And let me just tell you, men and women, when you operate in your role, you will be blessed. And to encourage the operation outside of that role, you will be cursed. And the people that encourage you to operate outside that role, they'll be cursed too. There are no blessings associated with doing it some other way than God's way. So the first man and the first woman were given different jobs or different roles. Equal. Women and men are equally important. They're equally valuable. They are equally made in God's image. Both were made in God's image. Being male and female displays the image of God. He created them male and female. You remember God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? These three are joined together as one God. God is one, yet God is many in the three. Men and women have manyness, and they have oneness. Male and female are different, yet one in the human being. The three persons of the Trinity are different, but one God. You know about the Son? He always obeys the Father, even though they are equal in power and glory. Y'all get that? God the Father has headship over God the Son. But this does not mean that the Father is more important than the Son. They are equal. Listen, just because men and women have different roles doesn't mean that one is more important than the other. More valuable than the other. They just have different roles. Now listen carefully. Just like the Father has headship over the Son, man has headship over the woman. First Corinthians 11:3. You've got it right there in front of you. Let me remind you. I don't think I'll have to explain these scriptures. They're in English. If you don't like it in the translation I'm reading it from, just get you another one when you get home and read it, okay? Here's what it says. I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Man has been given headship in the home. Their roles are different, but men and women are equal. Each is just as important as the other. So how are men and women equal? They're equal in how God made them. They are made in God's image. They are made of the same stuff. Adam from the dust of the ground. You know why women are softer and smoother and all of those kind of things? Is that women are one step removed from the dirt of the ground. And they were made out of the women were made out of the man. Here's what it says. Then the man said, this is at last, listen to this. Listen, men. This is at last bone of my bones. Listen, men. Your wife is part of you. You ought to treat her as such. Maybe that's next week. This is at last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Adam knew she wasn't. Hey, listen. God had. I think Adam got tired. All kinds went by. He named them all. But out of all those going by and he named them all, none was a suitable helper for Adam. And then God takes a rib and Adam's asleep. He closes it back up and he wakes up and he sees this thing and he says, woman, he said, hey, that's not another animal. This is my companion. This is my helper. He knew she was equal, and he knew that she was to complement him. Look at 1 Corinthians 11:12. For as woman was made from man, woman was made from who? So man is now born of woman, and all things are from who? All right, this is really good. Men and women need each other. We all said, amen. This is the way God designed it. He designed it that men and women need each other. For a man to produce a child, there has to be a. And for a man to be born, there must be a. Wow. They are the same in how they need one another. Matter of fact, I'd have to say this. I've seen some needy women in my life, praise God, I'm not married to one. And if you can say, praise God, I'm not married to a needy woman, you're a blessed man. But I don't think there's anything more needy than a needy man. Can't believe all the women aren't saying amen, amen, amen. Wow. You know, a needy woman might not be the prettiest thing you've ever seen, but a needy man's just ugly. To populate the earth, men need a woman. And woman needs a man. Men and women are equal in many ways. Every man and every woman, are y'all listening, are sinners. Since all men and women are sinners, they're equal in that they all need a Savior. Every man and woman needs God's mercy and grace. Every man and woman are saved in the same way. Admittance of their sins, a repentance of their evil ways, and their turning to God and His substitutionary death on the cross for their forgiveness. They're all saved in the same way. Every man and woman must trust in Christ to be saved. Every man and woman must repent and believe the gospel. And after we believe, listen, after we become children of God, we continue to be equals. Look at Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This does not mean there's no differences. This does not mean that we're all the same. It does not even mean that we all have the same jobs or the same roles. It does mean that God accepts both and saves both and values both the same, even though their roles and jobs are different. Men and women are equal in importance and value. Listen to me. I am an absolute firm believer that behind every good man is a great woman. You know why? Let me tell you what that great woman has figured out. She was put in that man's life to help him become the man of God that God wanted him to be. Listen to me, women. When you realize that God has placed you under the headship of man, and you realize that your responsibility is to be His helper in becoming a godly man, you figured a whole lot out. Because the more godly man he becomes, come on now, the more blessed your life's going to be. I'm just about through. We're not just the same, equal, we're different. We have different jobs to do. Men are to lead, love, protect, provide, and serve. You women will want to get her here next week. That's what I'm going to teach them. Women are to submit, support, mother, manage, and serve. I make no apologies for that. And I'll just tell you that when women do not operate in those roles, the marriage is in trouble, the family's in trouble, the kids are in trouble. Listen, men. Men are to relish and cherish their roles as the head, the leader, the lover, the protector, the provider, the servant. And women are to submit and joy in their role as helpers. Hey, women, you ought to just be glad that the buck doesn't stop here if you've got a man. None of this means either is better than the other. What we need to do is to be about serving God, serving one another, and others. I'm talking about serving one another, husband and wives, and serving others, and discovering our God-given roles and duties, and we just need to be about doing them. And we need to shut off culture and all this feminist malarkey that's coming out of everybody's mouth. It would bring great contentment in the home. Y'all listen to me. To do it God's way would bring great contentment in the home. To do it God's way would bring great contentment in the church. And to do it God's way would be to bring great testimony and witness to a lost society when men and women of God do it God's way. So here's your assignments for the day. I want you to go home and I want you to affirm your children. I want you to sit down and read the scripture that I've read today. It's in your notes. And I want you to look your little boys in the eye and tell them that you're a little boy. I'm glad God made you a little boy. And I celebrate that God gave you to me as a son. Now, how hard is that, men? Because they may hear something else from somebody else. And guess what? When they hear something else from somebody else, there's going to be 8 or 10 that's going to celebrate that and give them high fives. If you don't believe me, talk to Coach. He teaches down at junior high. He knows what's going on down there. Set your little girls down and tell them that you celebrate and you rejoice that God gave you such a fine young lady. And you celebrate her being that. And you tell her you want to do everything you can in your interest and in her interest to raise her to be a godly young woman. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to talk to your children today about all of us have a black heart. We got it from Adam. If you don't believe me, how about Jeremiah 17:9? The heart is deceitful above and desperately. That's what kind of heart we got. And only God can change it. Amen.